out there in Radio Land. How you doing today? Today is Tuesday, June the 14th. Boy, this year is flying by, isn't it? I think so. I don't know how you feel about it, but here we are, the sixth month of the year, the 165th day in the year of 2022. And there remains 200 days left in this year. Seems like it was just January, right? And the snow and the ice and light. We had this terrible storm last night. I thought it was a mini tornado or something that came through Marin, Ohio. But thank God that people are safe and alive and trees are everywhere. But still, I don't think there was any fatalities or anything like that. But we thank God for His mercy and grace. I was on the floor in my middle bedroom. That was the only enclosed room I had, right? And there was a window in there. I made me a pallet on the floor.
Oh, you old school. You is old school.
My sister said, you should have pulled a mattress over you. Like, girl, I got to breathe.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I'm saying? So, hey, let's be aware of what's going on around us always. And let us check the weather because we're living in the day where tornadoes and these strong storms do come. And I just hate it when they come in the night when it's time to sleep, right? So they say make sure you got plenty of money because you never know when the banks are closed down or you just have no access to the things that you need, like your necessities, so like your medicine and water and maybe some food or something. So they said you need at least $2,000 cash to have with you. Wow. So just check out Google, find out what you need in the, in times of storms, you know, so that we'll be ready. At least try to be. So you're listening to A Voice of a People, and my name is Linda Sims, here live on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device, cell phones, iPhones, laptops, computers, Chromebooks, whatever new gadgets they have out there. And once you download, tune in, search WWGH. Or you can call in while this broadcast is being live right now by calling 740-383-9944 if you have any questions or would like to make any comments or make any reference to the subject we will be talking about. Let me share with you those who faithfully supported Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, location 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Number there, 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month. This will take place June the 18th, this coming Saturday. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. I just thought about that. Health fair.
Oh, are you talking about the produce
pantry? Jackie, yeah. It's still going to be open probably. She'll probably have somebody.
We won't have the health fair this month.
Oh. No, not the health fair, but the free produce.
I'm sorry.
Society. Yeah.
Yeah. We will not be having it for June because of Juneteenth.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, there will be no free produce. Thank God I have Dana here with me. She's a member of Pastor Jackie Peterson's church. No produce this third Saturday, June the 18th. No free produce at Logos Christian Ministries. This will take place, it will be July then. Let me get the date for you. That would be July 16th.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, they will be having it July 16th. We have Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. Telephone number there is 740-262-0939. The owner is Cheryl Lee. She is also the coordinator for Child's Evangelism Fellowship here in Marion, Ohio, which are located in the Marion City Schools. elementary schools, and their location is LaRue, Ohio. And I really like to start my show off with a thought for today, and that thought is titled, Listen In. And hopefully you will listen in today. I'll call your friends and neighbors. We have some good information coming for you through my guest today, Dana Booker. Listen in. Only when we find the quietness in our own minds can we begin to hear our inner teacher so that we may receive some intuition. Only when we are ready to recognize and value the wisdom that we carry at the core of our being will we turn our attention inwards and listen in. But it's been a long time since we truly listened, so a little practice and patience will be needed. Sit down, be quiet, and listen in at some point today, and you might be surprised at what you hear. Then do it again tomorrow. All you need to do is remember that you are the listener and not the noise. Wow.
That's good. That's good.
You know, and at the conference, now let me introduce my guest to you, Dana Booker. She is the president of the Peace and Freedom Foundation.
Committee.
Okay. I put foundation.
I don't know.
Facebook.
You can speak foundation into existence. That's good. That's good.
All right. Why not, right? Mm-hmm. Why not? Anyway, they tried exercise like that. Just be still.
Okay.
Let someone tell you about the first card that they ever purchased.
Uh-huh.
And that means you had no response. You just sit and listen.
Mm-hmm.
You
what was the outcome of that?
I don't know. I went home.
Oh, okay. Well, dang!
I wish I had a statement. I was tired.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We had already been there all Friday all day, all night, and then Saturday all day. And
yes.
I'm like, I gotta go.
Yes.
Sorry, but the lady said it was really powerful and meaningful. So, Dana, good to have you here today. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Linda. I'm no stranger.
No,
thank
not.
You for always having me. I appreciate the invitation.
Of course. Of course. So, like I said, now Dana is the president of the Peace and Freedom Foundation. And we're kind of sister-in-laws.
Yes, we are. We have some family history that we discovered last summer at, what is it? The music in the park? Harding concerts and the Marion concert in the park. That's when we discovered our link.
Yes, married to two brothers, isn't that
Wow. Yes.
Small world, isn't it?
It is.
Yes, it is.
It is.
So, what do you bring to us today?
Well, I bring a few things today. First, I would like to acknowledge that I am a volunteer coordinator for ProMedica, formerly Hospice. I recruit and train people to be friendly visitors for our hospice patients. And I think there might be a couple people in our office tuning in today, so I would like to give a shout out to Jenny and Kathy. Jenny and Kathy are our PC coordinators, and what that means is they're our patient coordinators.
Okay.
So they're basically the glue that keeps our pieces together in the world of hospice that we work in. So you guys do a great job. Thank you.
And hospice is so needed, probably even more now. Seems like a lot of people are just leaving this world. It's kind of sad, I think.
It is. I love what I do.
I'm sure.
It's a process, and I'm glad to be a part of the process.
But that's a gift.
It's a ministry.
Yeah, it's a gift.
Yes, it is.
Everyone can't. They don't have the patience. They don't have the stamina.
The heart.
The heart, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do that.
Right, and that's okay. You know, we're all built different for different reasons. So I just kind of look at it like that.
Yeah, it's a gift. Praise God.
Yeah.
Much needed. In our world today. And also, I want to say hi to everyone that works with Dana.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. And we're celebrating Juneteenth.
Yes. Yes,
right?
We are.
Yes,
we are. And here we are. There are several activities going on that I would like to share with the community today. One of them is coming up tomorrow. It is going to be a conversation with Jessica Coleman. And that is, and she's going to be talking about Juneteenth, the Juneteenth celebration. Knowing Jessica, she's probably going to talk about the history, give some back end stories, and that will be good. People, you guys can go to Peace and Freedom Facebook page. We do have a information sheet on that page, and it lists all of the activities that are going on for Juneteenth. So Jessica will be kicking off tomorrow, June 15th. She'll be kicking it off. And there's a, I think it's called a QR code, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. And you just kind of take a picture of that code with your phone, and then you'll be get information to be directed to that talk for tomorrow. So I encourage you all to listen in on that. I want to hear what she has to say. So let's see. Oh, some exciting news. The library, Marion Public Library, they have two authors coming in this Friday, June 17th. It's free to the public. So the first author, his name is Robert Jones Jr., and his book is called The Prophets. He's an African-American gentleman that will be coming, author that will be coming. And then we have Jasmine Gilroy. And her book is By the Book. So, got some dynamics going on there. This will be at the library. It is free to the public. The times are 6 to 8 p.m. So, at 6 p.m., it'll be more of a social hour. And then it'll roll into a meet and greet. So, you'll be able to meet the authors and talk with them and ask questions and things like that. I'm very grateful for the library partnering with the community and bringing the community something that is needed. And it's absolutely awesome that this event is free. When the library brings authors in, it's not necessarily always free. So sure. This is free. So we need to take advantage of it. Bring our kids, bring our neighbors, and just enjoy part of the festivities of Juneteenth.
Right.
So let's see here. Oh, here we go. This is the big one. This is the one I've been waiting for. So this Saturday, June 18th, the Peace and Freedom Committee has learned how to use partnerships. And because of these partnerships, we were able to grow a blood drive that started last year. And Tara Dyer kind of kicked off this blood drive with Your Type Saves Lives. And so we want to collect blood from African Americans, people of color, so that you know, for sickle cell anemia. And so we kicked it off last year at the YMCA. And so this year, with a partnership that we started last year with Ohio Health, we were able to also have a health fair during the blood drive at the YMCA. Don't get me wrapping up in here on all these collaborations that we have going on, because good things come out of that.
Absolutely.
The library will also be there, because we used to have the Peace and Freedom Committee. We used to have our Juneteenth program at the library.
Yes,
so
I remember that.
So now you see how they've grown with Juneteenth. They've bringing authors in for our community, but they're also kind of going to come over to the Y with us and work, have a booth with the blood drive and the health fair. So the library will have a booth. They will also have a book walk outside. And we may have a special appearance by Swoop, their mascot. So I'm really looking forward to that. If you want to sign up to give blood, you can still sign up. Just go to the Red Cross site, and then put in the Marion Y, and then that will give you the link, and you just put the time frame that that's available, and then you can come and give blood. You can come to the health fair. Ohio Health will have booths set up. And let me tell you quickly some of the health stations that will be at the health fair.
Okay.
All right.
So we will have diabetes education. There'll be cookbooks. Mm-hmm. So that's great. It's summer. Everybody wants to try new things you know, may not require a lot of heat. Okay. They'll also have recipes for diabetes.
Okay.
There'll be stroke awareness, heart and vascular, and blood pressure screenings. Ohio Health shows up and shows out when they do health fairs. They did a health fair at Logos Christian Ministries about 3 weeks ago, right, or a month or so ago. And I tell you, they came in, set up. They had people there doing checking people's glucose, blood pressure. I mean, they were like a fine-tuned engine.
Good.
So I am excited for the partnership.
Right.
I'm also excited that Ohio Health has shown tremendous interest and have put effort in to giving back to our community.
Right.
And so, again, another partnership. So I don't know. Maybe the term partnership can become friendship. I don't
know. Absolutely.
So let's not forget. So we have an event Wednesday. That's with Jessica. We have the June 17th Friday at the library. Come out and support that. June 18th, we have the blood drive and health fair at the YMCA. Let me give you the time on that. That's going to be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., the health fair and blood drive at the YMCA. And then last but not least, I can't wait. I'm already trying to figure out what I'm going to wear. June 24th is the Summer Joy Fest.
Right.
Did you go last year, Linda?
Yes,
I tell you what, I mean, first of all, Miss Katie was there, and she had her desserts.
Yes, she did.
That was the first table. We stopped that, right?
Right.
But there was so much pictorial education and history of Marion, so I'm excited to see what they're going to have this year, because I think they completed a lot of what their goals were after that Joy Fest. There were still some things that were completed after that.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm excited to see what they bring this year. You know, they had people on panels. They had people singing. They had people dancing. It was just
Looking
exciting.
All that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very exciting. It was a lot of work.
I'm sure it was. And, you know, hats off to the committee that put all of that together.
We all worked hard.
Yes. Cause are you a part of that?
Mm-hmm.
I thought
voices.
So. Yes. Yes.
Absolutely. Working on it now.
I'm excited. Yes. I'm looking forward to that.
Good. Me too.
Yes.
We're going to have more for the children this year.
Oh, good.
Face painting and.
Yeah.
What is the three-legged race? And just different activities for them.
Yes.
Didn't get the bouncy house because they said it was a liability and insurance and all that. But there will be some things that children will enjoy doing. And hopefully parents will bring them out and help educate them all about Juneteenth, what it's about, and why we even celebrate it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's important.
It is.
Especially when you're living in an era and a time when they want to abolish history.
They do.
Just get rid of it, you know. But if we do that, they say you repeat.
That's right. We got to break the cycle.
We don't want to repeat the past.
Mm-mm.
You know, we want to move forward.
Yes.
We want all of our children to feel good about being alive and well and American, right?
Right, and knowing their history.
And knowing
their true history.
Their
true history, yes.
Their true history.
I love it.
I do, too. And there's so much going on for Juneteenth celebration.
It is. It's so exciting.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It is so exciting. Yeah, you know, I brought my little list. I was like, I got to get my list together so I can make sure I don't forget anything. And if we did forget anything, please call in.
Right.
Call in to Linda's show and let us know if we missed something, because we want everyone that is doing an event for Juneteenth to be acknowledged.
Absolutely.
And supported.
Yes, and supported. And the health fair is so very important.
Yes, ma'am.
We take care of ourselves. Take care of, or learn how to, because some of us don't know how to. nor do we take the time to learn
right
of how to take care of ourselves.
Right, because you can't go back.
No.
You can't go back. You have to deal with whatever it is right now moving forward.
Absolutely.
So when the elders say, you know, take care of your feet, watch what you eat, you know, keep your body clean, you eat, you know, watch your sugar, watch your salt, those type of things, and even like mental things, like be careful who you hang around and that type of stuff. We don't listen to that when we're young.
No.
But it resonates when we get older. We like, oh my God, I'm huffing and puffing, going up and down the stairs.
Right.
Stay in shape, work out, exercise, walk. So those type of things. But back to the health fair, there's going to be some great information and hands-on. You know, people will be there to talk to them. Mm-hmm. If you have questions, come out.
Yes.
Come out. Experts. No judgment. No judgment.
Experts will be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
You know, I had a pastor. He's passed away now, Pastor Elder Craig. He used to say, go up them steps 10 times a day, up and down. He said, that's the best workout you can ever have.
It's the truth. Get your heart rate going.
I know.
Get your heart.
Good for your knees, too, you know?
Uh-huh.
Because I don't have steps, so my knees are, like, weak.
And
I miss that, you know, going up and down those steps.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just so much for us to be not mindful of, but educate ourselves about.
Right.
You know, about ourselves and how we're going to do and live. I want to live to be 100. I don't know about you, Dana.
Well, I'm going to put it like this. 100 and healthy. How about that?
Okay. There you go. 100
and healthy. Yes.
Still get around. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because people are living longer nowadays.
Yes, they are.
And seem to be dying younger.
Yes. That's a whole nother topic.
Yes, it is.
But we have to do what we can do.
That's true.
We have to do what we can. We can't save the whole world, but there is an impact that can be made, at least in our community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Do you have any statistics on diabetes or high blood pressure or anything like that?
I don't.
Okay.
But I know there's going to be, if they come out to the health fair, mm-hmm. this Saturday, there's going to be a lot of information. When I tell you Ohio Health shows up and shows out, that's what I mean.
Right.
They have plenty of resources, plenty of giveaways for you to take home, you know, tangible things that, you know, that may have the information on it, and you can also use it moving forward.
Right.
That information, come on out to the health fair. Mm-hmm. I don't know the statistics, but I do know, like, in my family, there is diabetes in my family.
Okay.
So, on both sides, I lost my grandmother, my father's mother, to diabetes. And she was, she got diabetes when she was actually pregnant with my father.
Aww.
And so, my father holds the record in Coshocton, Ohio. He was... when he was born, he was 16 pounds.
Ooh.
And so back then, that was a sign of diabetes,
really?
Right?
I never knew that.
And that's when her diabetes started affecting her life. And so she, you know, she eventually became legally blind.
Mm-hmm.
Having to deal with that. I can remember giving her insulin shots as a child. She would say, put that needle in there, push it, pull it out, and make sure it's on 30 or 60. I can't remember the number. Shoot, I thought I was a nurse. But anyway.
First training.
Yeah, and she grabbed her thigh and squeezed it, and she said, now stick it in there. And I stick it on there, and I thought I did something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So diabetes, that was the first person that I was close to as a young child that I lost to diabetes. And, you know, I was a child, so I didn't really understand the dynamics of how she got it,
right.
You know, and but I do know, I do remember she had to watch what she ate,
right.
And she didn't always do that. So
it's hard to do
because
we have habits and a lifestyle,
yes,
you know, that we've grown up with, and it's hard. One of my cousins has it now. Well, it runs on one side of our family,
mm-hmm.
and not on the other.
Okay.
So, like on my dad's side, no, but. On the other side of my dad,
mm-hmm.
they get diabetes and like amputations.
You yes.
know, legs yeah. and arms and mm-hmm. it's just it's a sick and it's a
ongoing
nasty disease. I think
it is.
Can be. For some
as it progresses, yes. As it progresses. Yes. And you know, sometimes I feel like we can't always judge because I feel like people that don't have diabetes, right?
True.
Okay, so you and I, we don't have it. But you can't say to someone that has type 1 or type 2 diabetes, oh, well, just change your diet. Oh, well, because.
Diet is not easy.
No, because if you're type 1, you're on insulin. And so there, your body isn't producing what it needs, and you just can't discriminate and tell someone, hey, oh, you got diabetes. Well, you're just not eating right. No, you need to educate yourself,
right?
And you need to understand that no, it's a disease. It is yes. a disease that needs to be medically treated. Mm. You know, there may be some cases where, you know, if you're type 2, you know, I've seen people that, you know, changed their diet and lost weight through dieting and what they eat. I've seen them, you know, tell success stories where they've come off of
insulin.
Or medication, right. Not the insulin, but the medication right. part being type 2. But type 1 is, that's. You're actually giving your body insulin. So let's be mindful, community, that diabetes is a real disease.
Yes.
And it should be treated as such. Let's not be discriminatory and
right.
think that people can just change their diet and they're going to be all better. It doesn't work like that.
And then some people think they can live without medication or information about it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that makes it even worse for them. So,
mm-hmm.
Some people just don't want to change or do what they need to do or take
right.
the medicine, you know, because it is a change and it's something that
yeah.
they have to get used to. But I thank God that, you know, this information is coming out about diabetes, which is a disease, hypertension. I think that's considered
yes.
a disease anymore,
yes.
you know, and it just rampant.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else to say, but
mm-hmm.
let us be. Tell your friends and neighbors, people that, you know, need
yeah.
this type of information. And the YMCA, I mean, is out there in Barks Road.
Yep, they're on Barks Road, right down from Pillar Credit Union, like past Kroger's
right.
that way. Yep, they're right down there. And I don't know if the community knows, but Teresa Lubke, their executive director, she's going to be retiring, and the Y will be having a retirement party for her, and coinciding with the third Thursdays. It'll be at the Union downtown, and that will be coming up. So I guess it would be. When is the third Thursday? That's this week. It's
yeah.
this week.
This is third week. Yeah.
Yeah. So for those of you that, you know, have connection with Teresa Lubke, who is also a member of the Peace and Freedom Committee,
okay.
go out and support her retirement celebration and also enjoy the third Thursday downtown Marion. And her location will be at the Union. It'll be from 5:30 to 7:30.
Where's the Union?
It is a couple doors down from Taste of Memphis on that side.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice venue. It's not as big as the Brickyard,
right.
but it's a little bit smaller, but it's a really nice venue.
I've been in there.
Yes.
Yes.
It's nice
yes.
in there, too.
Yeah. I like the way they did downtown.
Yes.
Yeah.
But guess what?
What?
Guess who's replacing, coming in and I'm going
oh,
to be
yeah.
replacing Teresa.
Yeah.
We have an African-American, a man of color, coming
okay.
to Marion, Ohio from Zanesville, YMCA. And his name is Jeremy Byers.
Okay.
And I just plead with our community to embrace him, to welcome him to our community. You know, go out and introduce yourself to him at the YMCA after he gets situated. I'm just excited. You know, Marion is really growing. And I'm just proud to be a part of this community. This is a great time to be part of this community.
Good.
So yes, I wanted to share that too.
Well, good. it's always good to know that people will come to Marion. It's yes. Small town, you know, but and it's not really, really small. Mm-mm. I mean, what, 60,000? Used yep. to be. Yeah. Yeah. 60,000 population. Mm-hmm. That's pretty mediocre for a city, you know.
Yeah.
But people are coming to Marion, so I we're love still it. On the map.
Yes, yes.
We're still on the map. Yes. Absolutely. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Wow, you came with a wealth of information about what's going on for Juneteenth
yes,
Day.
Yes, yes.
And the history that Jessica is going to be giving.
Yes.
It's going to be very exciting to mm-hmm. hear. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, you know, people say, well, what is it about? It's about our freedom. It has something to right. do with our freedom.
Right. Just being African-American. And it's not just blacks or people of color, African-Americans, that need to know why we celebrate True. Juneteenth. Everyone needs to know why we celebrate Juneteenth.
Right.
It is part of all history.
Right.
And so I just wanted to mention that as well.
I'm glad you did.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't want people to think it's one-sided.
No, it's no. Everybody. Juneteenth is not, quote-unquote, Black History Month, okay?
No,
this
not.
Is a whole nother celebration, right. okay? Because we love celebrating, right?
Why not?
It's for everybody. It's right. for everybody to learn, you know, why we celebrate it and why it's important to us and how we don't want to repeat the cycle. We don't want to repeat
history.
Mm-hmm.
No,
yes, ma'am.
Not that history. Mm-mm. Not at all do we no. want to repeat that. Absolutely. Jessica and the two Arthurs are going to be at
yes.
the library.
Yep, at the library.
Friday at 6. Meet and greet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Meet and greet. And then the authors are also going to be have books on hand. So if you want to purchase a book for yourself or a friend that is a bookworm like myself,
right, right.
You can do that, and they will actually autograph and sign the books for you there.
Okay,
it's awesome. It's going to be a really nice, relaxed, you know, just That's come true. On. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah.
We're inviting everyone in the listening area to be a part of our Juneteenth celebration.
Absolutely.
Here in Ohio.
Absolutely.
We've got Marion Health is a part of it. The library is a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a part of our community that's
yes.
celebrating Juneteenth Day. And we want everyone to be a part of it.
Right.
Absolutely
right.
be a part of it.
Yes. And just so I don't forget, there's also people that were sponsoring the health fair. I don't want to forget the Black Heritage Council of Marion, and also the Marion Minority Commission okay. as well. So I didn't want to forget those two. But yes, we have some really great things. We've been planning a lot of these projects since about end of January, February, and so now here we are in June.
Right.
And so it's going to be a week of celebrations. Good things. We need good things.
Right. Mm. Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. Coming out of, well, we're not out of COVID.
Right. But yeah. coming out of the restraints.
Yes.
Of some of the restraints of COVID has been nice.
Yes, it has.
You know, it just kind of fills you up, you know, especially if you get hugs from people you haven't seen in a while. I'd be like, ooh, I felt that hug, you know. So, but just to be able to come together as a community, which is why I'm looking forward to the Joy Fest coming up. So, because there's always people you haven't seen in a long time come out, and it's so relaxed at the MLK Park on the west side. They got the shelter and the picnic tables, and we just lean back and mm-hmm. wait for people to come and chat it up, you know.
Right. It should be great event going
mm-hmm.
on, and I think they have a lot to offer this year.
Yeah.
Just like they did last year.
Yeah.
There's a lot to do, a lot of people came and set up and mm-hmm. sold their products, and
yeah,
I was just amazed at how it was set up. Like you said,
yeah.
Katie and her baked goods.
Yeah, I think Ohio Health was there too. Mm-hmm. I think Ohio Health was there.
Yeah,
last year. Yeah,
Kathleen was there too. The college was
yeah,
there.
OSU yeah, OSU was yeah. there. It was just a great event, a great community event.
It was. Mm-hmm. And not only that, what else? Peace and Freedom have planned for 2022.
Oh, I am so glad you asked. We are our J.W. Harris Scholarship Fund is going to open up, and it, well, let's see where we are. Yeah, it'll be opening up in a couple weeks. Okay. So you'll be able to download the application from like our Facebook page, and or you can reach out to one of the members to receive an application. Okay. We can email it to you. So the J.W. Harris Scholarship Fund was designed to help students that are a junior in college, junior and up in college. And so we want to make sure that, you know, we can't help them with all of their tuition, but we want to help them with something. And so we give out increments of $500 to up to $1,000. And then the Black Heritage Council and Mike Zucker, they help us match those dollars. So if the Peace and Freedom Committee gives $500, and then the Black Heritage Council will match.
That five, so that ends up being $1,000.
In some cases, yes. Yeah, we've done a little bit of tweaking so we can help more kids.
Right.
But for the most part, that's the way it works. And I love that we're able to get repeaters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's Rebecca Twine, you know, not to put people's business out on the street, but good business is good business.
Oh, yeah.
And this is good business.
Yes.
You know, Rebecca goes to HBCU University, and we have just, as the Peace and Freedom Committee and the Black Heritage Council collectively, you know, we have helped what we could do to support Rebecca. And then I know I'm going to pronounce his name wrong. His first, last name is Mason. Trayvon. I know I'm tearing it up. But he's going to, I apologize, but he's going to dental school. So he just transferred from the University of Toledo,
okay,
out of state to dental school. And so we've been supporting him as well where we can. And I just tell you, it's to see the growth.
Mm-hmm.
When you keep filling that cup up.
Right.
And you start to see the results of when you pour into these young people.
Oh, yes,
and I am thankful that the Peace and Freedom Committee is in a position because we have been faithful to the mission. And because of that, people pour into us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are able to execute our mission even more. And so I'm praying that this J.W. Harris Scholarship Fund continues to grow.
Yes.
The more it grows, the more we can give. See, I'm a giver.
Amen.
I'd be like, well, can we give them more? Can we give them more?
I know.
But yeah, I mean, put yourself in their shoes. I was in college. I would, you know, love to have been able to apply from an organization that looked like me.
Mm-hmm.
And been able to receive, you know, money to my university to help me cover some costs.
Right.
So, you know, like I say, this is a great community.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, partnerships.
Yes, partnerships.
You know, people coming in and
mm-hmm.
wanting to partner with you. So we know it's replicable, and it's a good thing that
mm-hmm.
we have in Marion, Ohio.
Yes.
Your organization and the other organizations that you mentioned, they've been around for quite a while now.
Yeah. Yeah.
With being the oldest, the one that puts on the big banquet.
The Black Heritage Council.
Black Heritage.
Yes.
It's
yes.
The oldest of all of them.
Yep, and I think was it Sister Hatch that started the Black Heritage Council? So legacy. Marion is full of legacy.
Yes, it is.
It is. Yes, it is. Marion is a great community.
It is. And Mary. Great-grandma?
Or grandma? Mary Houston. Yes, Mary Houston.
NAACP.
Yes, Mary. She started the NAACP in Marion, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I lived with her 10 years.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
When I first moved here, I had received, that was when they had magazines or a monthly publication or something, the NAACP.
Newsletter, yeah.
And I started getting this newsletter. I said, why am I getting this NAACP newsletter? This is when I first moved here,
right?
And then I ran into Miss Houston, and she had signed me up for it. And I was like, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I traveled with her to National Convention
mm-hmm.
in Charlotte.
Wow.
I ended up driving her and a lady from Mansfield. It was us three.
Oh, wow.
Oh, time of my life.
I bet.
Do you hear me?
I'm sitting here visualizing it. Yeah.
Oh, girl. And that does no justice. Because every night someone else, they sponsored the evenings.
Mm.
You know, after all the training and all the classes that we went through.
Yeah.
And lunch and all that.
Yeah.
And I remember Coors Beer sponsored.
Wow.
One evening, girl, food was everywhere. Coors Beer was everywhere.
Oh,
whatever
my gosh.
It was just, I met Jesse Jackson there.
Bill, I was going to say.
Bill Clinton was there. And Fume, wow. I met him. Mm-hmm. It was just so fun.
History in the making.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So she started, her and her husband started a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the root.
Yeah.
That was the root of this.
Yeah.
You know, then, like you said, Black Heritage and the mm-hmm. Peace of Freedom and the Mirror
yeah.
Minority Commission, you know. So
yeah.
We're hanging in there, trying to do the best that we can.
Yeah. And the beautiful thing about all of those organizations that you just mentioned is that they all work together.
Yes.
There is, if Peace and Freedom has the right hand on something, Merit Minority Commission has a left hand, or Black Heritage Council. I mean, we all work together. And I think it's important for our young people to see that.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Otherwise, they would not want to be a part,
because mm-hmm.
it's time to educate them
mm-hmm.
about what's going on mm-hmm. in these organizations.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. That's one of my goals.
Yes.
One of my goals is to, you know, try to get more young people active or acclimated to what we do on an annual basis.
Well, we have one, Jessica.
Yes, Jessica.
She hangs right in there, doesn't she?
She does. God love her. And, you know, there's a couple other young people that, you know, I said, if you are not ready to commit,
mm-hmm.
just come to the meetings, come
right.
to the events. I said, because there's something inside of you that you can contribute to us. And so that's what I want you to do. I want you to find your knack.
Right.
What can you pour back into the Peace and Freedom Committee and do it with excellence? And so that's kind of how I reach out to the young people.
Right.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause you got to connect with them different. I'm not old school, but they're new school.
Right.
And so, right. I just try to connect with them on their level.
Right. Wow, well, Dana, believe it or not, we're out of time, girl.
It's never enough time for you and I.
I know. Thank you for coming and being my guest.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening, audience. Hopefully you will take advantage of these events that will be taking place this weekend and next weekend, next Saturday at Martin Luther King Park. We would love to have you. Linda Sims, the voice of the people.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For Jim Lavelle, the man handcuffed to Lee Harvey Oswald when he was assassinated.
So when you're coming out the door with Lee Harvey Oswald handcuffed to you, you're there to protect him. Take me through that walk. What do you see? How did it happen?
All right, well, as I walked through the door, I could see, I've always made it a habit in my career, especially as a detective, if I went into a room where there's more than people around, I did a quick look over of all of them, up and down. So I saw Ruby. He was standing there, and he was holding that